Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have to be with you again. I hope and pray that the Lord will bless you today, and I pray that you'd have an open mind and open heart and listen to what the good word of God has to say. The Lord is very nigh to them that be of a broken heart, and save as such be of a contrite spirit. And his ears open to the cry of the righteous, those that are saved and those that have been born again. He hears our prayers. He knows our hearts. He knows where we, even if we can't put it into words, he knows what we're saying. And he wants us to come unto him early and first and foremost above everything. And I tell you, he will feed his people. He will deal with us. He will strengthen us. He'll give us that what we stand in need of if we trust in him with all our heart and just not lean to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge him. He will direct our path. I tell you, it's a joy to be led by the nail-scarred hand of the Lord Jesus. I tell you, it's nothing like it, having this free gift of eternal life. And Paul talked about it. He said that it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. He couldn't put it into words how wonderful it is, and you can't. When you really get saved and when you really get born again, you change. You're a new creature in Christ, and old things pass away, and all things become new to you. And I tell you, the Spirit of living God, the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Godhead, takes his abode inside you, and he lives inside you. He makes you a brand new creature. You've been born of a new nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it is a joy, and you cannot put into words how precious that he really is to you. You try to when you're saved. You try to share it with the world. You try to share it with those that you love and those that you meet. If you've really been saved, you have a great desire to share it with them, because I tell you, God put a love in your heart for everybody, for your neighbor, for them to be saved, for them to have this free gift. You want everyone to have it because it's so good to you and precious. And you know that's what it took for you. That's what changed your life. And that's what made you new. You found what you were seeking for and looking for in all your life. And now you want all the world to know it. And so today, that's what I want you to know. I want you to know how precious it is to be saved, how good it is to be saved. And it's not by what we've done and because that we're special, or maybe there was some great work that we did or continuously tried to do to be saved or to stay saved. But the Bible don't teach that. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. It's a free gift. It's grace. It's salvation. It's free. It cost Jesus his life. He shed his blood that we would be made the righteousness of God in him. Then we would be justified freely by his grace and by his blood. I mean, what he shed at Calvary. We're justified by faith. By faith. It's by grace are you saved through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But it is the gift of God. What a wonderful gift this is today. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, therefore, that means that what he's written in the chapter beforehand, he talked about Abraham. He talked about how Abraham was not justified by his works. If Abraham was justified by works, then he could glory. He could boast, but he couldn't boast because it wasn't by his works. It was by belief. It was by the belief. That's what it was. The Bible said Abraham was justified by faith is what he was saying. It was counted unto him for righteousness. For Abraham if he was justified by works, he had where to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted him for righteousness. That's what he's saying now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. He talked about Abraham. He talked about how he was counted righteous because he believed God. And that was before the law. That was before the law was given. And then we see David, the patriarch David, and how that he also was justified by faith and not of works after the law. He believed the Lord. He said, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord will not impute sin. The Bible said, David talked about that. Even David also described the blessedness of man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. So we see today that It's not by works. Now, I wish to God that everybody, I just hope that everybody tries to live good and live right and treat their neighbors well and do the things that's right before God. But that's not going to save you. You won't be justified by your works. But I tell you, you need to do that. It's the way that God wants you to do it. But the only way to get to heaven, only way to be justified and have this free gift that chapter 5 of Romans talks about, you've got to believe God. You've got to trust Him as your Lord and Savior. You got to call on Him with a broken heart and contrite spirit, believing on Him, knowing He's able and willing. He is God Almighty. Jesus is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Just like the Philippian jailer came when Paul and Silas was thrown in jail for preaching the gospel, preaching the resurrection. I mean, just they threw them in jail. They beat them with stripes, with whips there, and they were bleeding. Their flesh laid open, and they were thrown in jail. But at midnight hour, the Bible said Paul and Silas prayed, and they was giving praises and singing praises unto God. And the Bible said the Lord shook the jail, and the jail, I mean, it's like an earthquake happened there. And the Lord just opened up the doors of the prisons, and the prisoners came out, and the jailer began to look around and see that they were loose, and he began to take his life. And Paul said, "Sir, do thyself no harm. We are all here." And he called for a light. The jailer called for a light. He come in trembling and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And he said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And today, my friend, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, believe on Him with all your heart. Just confess your sins to God. He'll forgive you. He'll save you. He'll get alive in you. He'll change you completely. I know what I'm talking about today. It happened to me back just 42, about 43, 44 years ago now. When I got born again, when I got saved when I was 8 years old. I'm 52 years old today. And I tell you something, He's been with me all these years. And I tell you, I've got good news to bring. And that's why I'm here today to sing the praises of God. That's why I'm here to preach the gospel to you today. Because I know that He's alive and I know He ever lives. And I know that's what sinner needs. That's what you need today. You need Christ. That's the answer to all your problems. It's the Lord Jesus. He'll forgive you, save you, make you new and change things, everything around for you. But the Bible said in verse 1, "Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And thank God today, when you get saved, you have peace. You have peace. You don't have peace when you're not saved. You're condemned in your spirit. You're condemned. Sin. The Bible said sin will condemn you. You was born in sin and shed iniquity. From Adam, He said here, all the way to Moses, He talked about death reigned from Adam to Moses because the curse of death, that's when it started. It was started at Adam. And I tell you, it's because of sin. When Adam and Eve fell to sin, the Bible said the curse of death came upon mankind, and we all have it. We're born with it. And the only way to change that, the only way to change your destination and dying an awful death and dying in sin and going to hell is you got to have this free gift. It's something that's given to you. It's grace. It's not of works. It's not of that at all. It's something that you must believe, and that's how you have this free gift. It's belief and faith on Him. It's not by works, He said, by whom we have access by faith. Now we have access. We can come to the throne of grace. We have this grace because of Jesus. He is grace. The Bible said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have this faith into the grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We have something to rejoice about today. We that are saved. I mean, we have peace with God. What a wonderful, I'll tell you what, how wonderful that is today to have the peace with God. And everybody that's saved has peace with God. If you've really been born again, you have peace with God. But there's also the peace of God. And you have that when you're saved and you're living for God and you're living right and you're living in the will of God. Then you have the peace of God. And that's what everybody needs to save. You need to have it and you need to share it with the world. And the Bible said, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." Now, we that are saved, we've been justified by faith. We have the free gift of eternal life. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, and therefore we have this grace that we come to. It's the throne of grace, and we have everything we need. But yet we're going to face tribulation. We're going to face temptation. We're going to face persecutions, and we're going to have troubles in this life. But Jesus said, but be good of cheer, little children. I've overcome the world. And he talked about how we overcome. And our victory today is our faith. That's how we are victorious over sin and temptation and problems in this life. It's our faith, and it's on the Lord. If we'll put our faith on him and in him, I promise you, he takes care of everything else. And I tell you, he makes everything known. The Bible said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost is given unto us. We're not ashamed. We're not ashamed of what we have. We have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. The Holy Ghost lives there. And I tell you, that love of God's within us. And the Bible said that Christ died for us even when we was unlovely, even when we were sinners, even when we were, I tell you, just running our way, not minding God at all, not wanting anything from God, don't think we need nothing from God, run our own way, do our own thing. But yet he still loved us. He still died for us. And he still went up Golgotha's hill and laid down his life for you and for me, that we wouldn't have to taste this awful death. He tasted it for us. He took our sin in his own body on the tree. He died for the just and the unjust. He died for the entire world. There was none right, none righteous, no, not one. All of we like sheep gone astray. But the Lord has laid iniquities upon his son, and by his stripes we're healed. And it's what he did at Calvary. And that's where this free gift comes from today, my friend. And the only way you're going to get to heaven, you got to have it. You got to have this. It's grace. It's by grace are you saved through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. And he talks about that in chapter 5 of Romans. It's good. Go and read Romans 4 and 5. I tell you, it's a blessing. He talks about how Adam fell to sin. By one man's sin, sin into the world. And death by sin. That's where death come from. That's where the curse of sin come from. But yet that by one man's righteousness, many are made alive. And that's the Lord Jesus. That's grace. That's how we get to heaven, because of him. And seeing that he died for the ungodly, that's where the free gift came from. He talked about it. Here it talked about in verse 11, not only so, but we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the atonement. We receive the atonement. The blood of Jesus, God's own son, cleanses us from all sin. He reconciled us back to God. That's what it took. Something holy, something precious, something pure. And I tell you, it came through Jesus. Before Jesus came, they brought the lamb. That was to signify what was going to come. And that was the lamb without spot, the lamb without blemish. And they took the blood, and they took it before the high priest. And God ordained that for that time. But then when the fullness of time come, when the true faith come, which is the Lord Jesus, that's the true Lamb of God to shed his blood to reconcile us back to God. And that's what it's going to take for you to be atoned, your sin to be atoned for, to be forgiven. You got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 14 says, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even to, over them that had not sinned after similitude to Adam's transgression, who is the figure of them that was to come. But not as the offense or the sin, so is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. But my prayer to God today is that if you're not saved today, that you come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll save you just like you are. Just mean it. Pour out your heart to him, and he'll save you. My time's come and gone. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.